As we enter tornado season, cleanup is in full swing in the River Valley, where several twisters touched down this weekend. Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek has more on the tornado that passed right through the middle of Fort Smith.
Look, here we go. It's right behind the tree here. Look at this.
That's audio from a video taken by Sandra Unext.
Is that the tornado right there?
Yeah.
Holy cow, look at this, guys.
That's coming towards us.
Well, I think we're gonna go.
Yeah, that's coming towards us. Go in.
Unext's home was right in the path of the EF1 tornado that touched down in Fort Smith on Saturday.
It's gonna come right over our house. Wait, it's going right over our house.
The twister started near Arkoma, Oklahoma, and moved east across Fort Smith, just north of Phoenix Avenue.
Come on. It's hitting. It's hitting. We're in a tornado right now. Oh, look at this. There's the tornado. Oh, my God. Ian, Ian, shut the door. Get in the hall. Get in the hall. Get in the hall. I can't see.
According to the National Weather Service, the tornado was 450 yards wide with peak winds up to 150 miles an hour.
I can see. Okay, guys, we're okay. The tornado's hitting. Everybody, huddle down. Get them pillows. Come on, put the pillows over us. We're okay.
Okay.
We're okay, guys.
The twister stayed on the ground for 9 minutes, and in that time, traveled a little over 5 miles across the city, dissipating once it crossed Rogers Avenue.
We're safe. It's going just to our south, guys.
Come on.
Guys, I seen it. I seen it. It's just to our south, okay?
We're okay.
We're okay. We're okay. We're okay. We're okay.
In a second video, Unangst surveys the damage in her neighborhood on South 17th Street.
This is my house here. We barely got missed. This one tree left standing is what saved our house.
But as Unang says in the video, her neighbor wasn't so lucky.
Total devastation. These trees went into his house, through his bathtub. Had he been in his tub, he would not have lived.
The tornado in Fort Smith was one of 5 EF1 tornadoes to hit the River Valley. According to the National Weather Service, twisters also touched down in Greenwood, Barling, Charleston, and Mulberry. Travis Cooper, the deputy director of Sebastian County Emergency Management, says dozens of homes were damaged in the storms.
Looking at the damage itself, we have multiple trees on homes. We actually had approximately 57 homes that had roof damage, whether it was shingles blown off, or it may have been windows broken, or it may have been trees on homes that actually went through the actual structure itself.
Cooper says they've identified 3 to 5 homes that will be uninhabitable.
And most of the damage was done from debris that was flying through the air, or the tree that was falling on top of the house. That's where most of the damage actually was caused from, was just the debris, not the actual wind gust and the tornado itself.
For those who are new to this part of the country and unfamiliar with its weather patterns, Cooper has this advice.
I want to encourage you to obtain knowledge of the National Weather Service. You can get a weather radio that will alert you in your home or in your workplace. Also, you can download applications on your smartphone device if you have one. There's several out there. I recommend anything that has a radar on it that you can learn how to read radar, but also get those notifications.
Cooper also recommends identifying the innermost part of your home where you can take cover during a tornado, or finding out if there are any nearby storm shelters.
And we encourage you to go during the watch, not the warning, because in the warning, that means that the storm is here. We encourage you to leave your home or workplace to go to that storm shelter during the watch time period.
Now that the storms have passed, Cooper says emergency management is preparing for flooding as water from northeast Oklahoma and Tulsa drains into the Arkansas River Basin. Hundreds of people have already been told to evacuate, including the 600 people who live in Weber's Falls in Muskogee County, Oklahoma. Here's audio from a Facebook video posted by County Commissioner Ken Doak.
It's a dangerous and life-threatening situation at this point in time. Flood stage is at 28 feet, and the current river level is around 31 feet. According to the National Weather Service, the Arkansas River is expected to reach almost 38 feet by 1 a.m. Thursday morning. That's 10 feet above flood level.
flood stage for the Arkansas River at Van Buren is 22 feet. According to the National Weather Service, the river is currently over 25 feet and is predicted to be at 33 feet by Friday afternoon. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Travis Cooper says emergency management is pre-planning for areas that are known to flood. They're also looking at possible evacuations and shelter needs. He says sandbags will be provided as needed.